Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Not as big a receiver, though, obviously.
Here's Mooney in motion with Cousins, and they're going to gun it, and it's caught. Kadarrell Hodge, 35, 30,
take it, baby.
20, 15, 10, 5,
bang.
Drive home safely. Oh, my goodness.
Welcome to the game, Kadarrell. Are you serious?
A walk-off for Kadarrell Hodge and the Falcons. Good morning. He did it. Atlanta, this is the morning shift. I am Bo Morgan, Squid Billy, as you may know me. He is the All-American former teammate of Ring of Honors, Matt Ryan, and Todd Mud Duck McClure.
Roddy White. The list goes on.
Michael P. Johnson.
Yeah, man.
And hey, y'all know what? He's healthy, and he's wonderful, Michael. Wow, what a game last night. The Falcons in overtime beat Tampa Bay on Thursday Night Football to take control of first place in the division. They win it in overtime 36-30. And Mike, I don't know where to start, but holy smokes, the offense finally. How many games have we not broken the 30-point barrier? And we busted through it like the Kool-Aid man last night.
In the most shocking of fashions. In the most shocking of fashions, dude. I still, and what is it? I think it's been right at 6.5 hours since this game ended. I think it ended right around 11:35-ish last night. I know we
you
got
like
on
that.
Air for the.
You yeah. like that?
You do like that, dude.
I do, Kirk. I do.
There's no doubt about it. And before I go any further, phone lines will be wide open today. 404-726-0929. Yeah, I mean, I'm with you, man. I don't even know which direction to start. I guess you can start with, the game-winning touchdown. We just heard the call of Wes and Dave last night. Obviously, that's your booth, and you're sitting right there between those two guys, man. But it sounded to me like Arch was ready to headbutt somebody. Man, I hope you took cover, because that dude looked like he was ready to freaking roll right off the top. And Wes, as always, with the classic call, Kadarrell Hodge in for Drake London, spins out of a tackle, accelerates, gets it done, and runs away towards the end zone with the Falcon victory last night.
Well, that's where I'm confused. Well, yeah, Arch was on. He's on one last night. In fact, we'll get into some of the superstitions we had last night in the booth, which was immediate. Arch and I were losing our mind, and Wes did what he does so brilliantly, which is the controlled chaos call, where it's controlled excitement, right? He is excited, but he never breaks that play-by-play guy, and he can always finish a call perfectly. There were a lot of heroes last night.
to say the least.
It starts with a man who rudely broke Ring of Honor inductee on the night of his moment. Kirk Cousins breaks Matt Ryan's all-time single-game passing record, which was at 503, I believe, now at 509. He went off. But Drake London has 12 for 154. Darnell Mooney has 9 for 105. My guy, your guy, our guy, Kyle Pitts, has 7 for 88. And by the way,
had an explosive earlier. Ding.
He was phenomenal blocking last night. The best blocking game he might have had that I've seen in his career. But none of it is possible, and I say none, as in they don't win the game like they do if Drake London doesn't come out for Kadarius Hodge. And Drake London gets hit hard. It looked like he took a shot to the ribs.
Yeah, for the second time on the night he had to come out.
Has to come out. And then, you know, the play to Kadarius Hodge where, I don't know if we have it, but I know Kirk said in an interview with Dave Archer last night, he goes, it's a bad route against man coverage. And what he means by that, Mike, and I want you to tell me if I'm wrong, but it wasn't a bad ran route. It's just a bad route to beat man coverage. But he says, forget it. I'm gonna drive it in there, and it just takes one missed tackle.
I loved that cut, and I said something to go for it. I said, man, what a complete U-turn we've done at the quarterback position talking about plays like that. Let's listen to it.
Drake doesn't get dinged up. Drake's in on that play, but man coverage is really not a great route versus man coverage, but I felt the corner off, and I thought I'll just drive it to him, and I felt the corner closing, and I thought it was going to be tight, and then the way he pulled out of it and did the rest himself, impressive play by him, and it shows why he's on our football team, but what a great way to finish.
Dude, the celebration that the video has been, I think it was tweeted out by the NFL, it's going viral a little bit, of Kadarius Hodge walking into the locker room. Tweeted this out last night, man. It tells you everything you need to know about a dude like Kadarius Hodge when his teammates react the way that they reacted when he walked in the locker room. Kirk walks in right in front of him, gives it a, you know, let's freaking go or something along those lines. And the anticipation of the rest of that team when Kadarius Hodge walks through the threshold of that locker room right in front of Arthur Blank, it's got to be one of the coolest moments of Kadarius Hodge's career, dude.
Yeah, I as you guys know, I'm down there, and we're in a room, just to peel the curtain back a little bit, we're in a room right beside it, I can hear it, but I can tell that they're waiting on something, and I'm waiting on Blaine Komet, who's my camera guy, who does, if you watch any of Fox 5's coverage, he's in there in the locker room with Arch and myself, and so I open the door on the outside, and I can see that they're waiting. I see Willie waiting. So I knew that Kirk and Drake were still out there, or excuse me, Kadarius. And then I see him coming, and the look on Kadarius' face as he walked by me coming off post-game interview to go right, and it was right before he went into the locker room. It's special, and I'm not going to sit here and, you know, this is sports, but you know, we talk about sports and what's real out there, and we've had a lot of realness going on in this world lately, especially our brothers in North Carolina, you know, up there, our neighbors. But this is something this man has worked for his entire life, and to have that moment, you just can't take it away. I mean, that'll always be his moment, and it was cool to see. And I mean, it's crazy because we watched him for 2 years in what seemed like purgatory in an Arthur Smith offense.
Yeah, and I think, look, man, you've heard me say this a number of times. I as an offensive lineman, I say this all the time. I don't think you simply play offensive line. I just think that's a mentality that you just have, right? And to me, and of course I'm going to highlight this because, you know, that's kind of what it is. I think there's just a level of selflessness that comes with the fact that you're just going to do the grunt work, all right, and you're going to allow everybody else to shine. That's it. To me, Kadarius Hodge is like an offensive lineman that plays wide receiver, dude. And it's because he does the grunt work, does the special teams. He mentioned it a number of times, you know, in the interview with Arch, you know, just about how he kind of works for this. And everybody knows he's selfless. And I thought that was so cool to kind of be highlighted by that locker room celebration of how much it meant to the rest of the team that he was the guy doing the catch and run.
Yeah, I want to – the question has been all over – in Atlanta, and look, it's been rightfully so. What's wrong? What's wrong with the offense? Why haven't we seen? We got all these weapons. We got Bijan. We got Tyler Algier. You know, we've got Darnell, Drake, Kyle Pitts. Ray Ray is a guy. You know, where are our weapons at? Is our quarterback healthy? Well, I've told you all along he's healthy. I think he proved to you, everyone, that he was healthy. But he said something to Dave Archer in post game. And basically, the offense was unlocked, and Kirk Cousins is the reason and where he's at. And Josh Kendall went on with Dukes and Bell a couple of days ago. I thought he was brilliant. He said, Kirk's healthy. I just don't know if he's comfortable. Well, I think Kirk has answered, is he comfortable? And what is he feeling?
I think the big thing I felt tonight that was different was I'm starting to anticipate more. I'm starting to kind of feel like I know where guys are going to be before they go there, and that's helping me play faster, play a little more confidence, throw the ball a little more decisively. And I think that made a difference tonight. But it's just one of the many things where we're kind of improving each week.
Dude, and I love that you mentioned it, like a level of comfortability, because I think I think the offensive line played very, very well last night against a team that gives you a lot of fits from time to time in terms of the way they're going to attack the box. But I thought Atlanta's offensive line stepped up to the task last night and allowed him. Now, a lot of people are going to point to the sacks, and you and I talked about it earlier. Dude, when you're dropping back to throw 62 times and you have 58 pass attempts on the night, you're bound to get sacked at some point, especially when you have – an aged athleticism, we will call it right here. So I thought they did a great job of, kind of keeping him comfortable back in the pocket, allowing him to step into his throws, although I know there's people out there on the socials who don't think he's stepping into his throws. Kadarius Hodge, though, man, to me, is still the man of the hour. I got to ask you this, and I'm curious if either Day-Day or Dylan were able to do this. Did you see the video after the game where he does, like, this video for the Falcons social? And I know there's people out there that saw this. And you can't see it on Twitter because the window's small, but when you open the whole video and you see this brawl going down in the background, there is some girl in the background of Kadarius Hodge's postgame video throwing haymakers in the first row of the bins last night. Kadarius Hodge is like, yeah, we're in here.
He's crying. Hey, tears flowing down.
We're in here, baby. We did it. And in the background, some girl just drops the gloves like a freaking hockey game and starts going over the top with some tomahawk chops on some lady.
All right, I want to make sure you guys 404-726-0929. Call us. How do you feel about last night? But also, I have got Drake London's numbers and Kirk Cousins' numbers, their last two games against Tampa Bay are staggering. Staggering. And I know one of them wasn't here, but I mean, I think this needs to be talked about. But we are today, I don't care where we're at. I know it's only five games in. We're celebrating the fact that we've 2-0 against our two rivals, back to back wins, and we're in first place, baby.
Yeah. It's a Falcons Friday, man. We ain't looking.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, we're celebrating. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800.
See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.